I tell you, or you call me. And he said, could you bring me a load of watermelon? I said, no, I got a load of cabbage. Could I bring you some watermelon? Come on, talk to me now. Could I bring you some watermelon? Why? I don't have no watermelon. I got cabbage. And God can't bring something he doesn't have, people. Are y'all in the house? So we need to get this settled, because when you get in battle, you need to know this. But if you don't know this, you'll fold under pressure. God can't put sickness on people because he doesn't have it. But if you want to live over there in the sick realm, he'll allow it. He'll let you live and operate wherever you want to. You want to live in the hellish realm, he'll let you live there. Yeah. That's your choice. It's not his, so don't be trying to accuse God putting that on you. You did that. Hallelujah. And so he said, so it should have read what? This book of the law. Let me back up to also every sickness, every plague, which is not written in the book of this law, which is not written in the book of this law. Them will the Lord permit upon thee until you are destroyed because you chose that. That's what it should have read. He will allow it because he won't make you get saved. And many people that are saved, he won't make you get filled with the Holy Ghost. We even got saints that talked against the Holy Ghost and even called precious as the Holy Spirit is, they call it, it's of the devil. You know, if that were me, y'all better be glad God is God. I had to touch you a little bit. I would have to do, I wouldn't let you get away with that like that. But you ain't getting away, you just thank you. I'll tie something onto you like a tail, and I'll light some fire to it. You said, thank God Jimmy's not God. And I'll let you burn till you said, no, that's the Holy Ghost is not of the devil, the Holy Ghost. I'll let you burn a while. But see, people say stuff and they think they can get away with it. But you know, they don't know it's going to cost them down the road. And this is why the Lord said, Jimmy, I need you to bring some light to my people so they can correct it now, because they get so far down the road and you can get so far gone. Let me give it to you like this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You driving down the road 100 miles an hour and you don't know the bridge is out, and you just got it. You cruising. Man, this thing can fly. And you look about 50 yards in front of you. Can you stop? Can you stop at 100 miles an hour and 50 yards? I don't think so. And what God wants to do is warn you and prepare you so you will stay on the right path, because some people get so far, they want to stop, but they've gone too far. Some of them are saved, some are not. But they don't live their life out on the earth because they didn't obey God. They die early. And they die with, they carry stuff that they shouldn't carry. And they die before the time. So, he wants you to be clear about this. I didn't bring the problem. When I created this earth, heaven, when I created heaven and earth, and when I created earth and put man in it, that was not a curse here. Now, why all of a sudden that I'm going to start putting curses on people? Why is it? He said out of his mouth, God bless them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish, never mention a curse. Come on now. Only time a curse was mentioned when Satan showed up. And Adam let it in. God didn't let Satan in this earth. Adam did it. Now we're trying to put it on, put the blame on God. God's in control. All the catastrophe and all this destruction, God's in control. And we get our voice real professional. God is in control. No, he's not. He didn't take it back. You and me, we are the one that's in control of this earth. We say what goes on this earth, not God. So when you don't, when you remain unlearned and you jump onto something that people that won't teach you the word, how can I say that, Lord, without, because I don't want to make a marker out of nothing. I just want to bring a point out. I remember, thank you, Jesus. I remember, because see, I was brought up wrong. You can only do whatever you come up in, that's what you're going to be until you get up old enough to learn something different. When I first started preaching, I thought really preaching when you catch your ear. What did I say? Go ahead, Doc. Wow, preach, man, preach. And I ain't saying nothing. And we've been following that foolishness. And people's lives being wrecked every day because of that foolishness. And God wanted to go on air and online and wherever else. That's foolishness. There is a preaching with the anointing, but you'll be saying something from the word by the Spirit. It won't be putting on a show. You and I both know, excuse me, all of you other friends, I just want to get a point across. It's okay? Y'all excuse me, my other friend. We black folk, we know how to put on a show. If you don't think so, just follow us to a film. Everybody will be looking, sitting back, what it was, what they doing? God, why you leave me? God, why you leave me? And people looking at you, so they'd be, look, what's wrong with them? They're having a panic attack. They're losing their mind. What's going on? We know how to put on a show. And we bring that over in the pulpit. And we saw it move people. We saw we could get some emotion from it. We could get people to move and rile their attention. And I don't know how to use that word. I guess the more you can get down with it. The more attention you get, and the people walk out the door, that Negro know he preached today.
That's I don't know. He preach, I ain't never seen nobody preach like